Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. May the force be with you, as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 14th anniversary. And ladies and gentlemen, the record is clear. She and I have been talking about health care reform solutions for over 14 years. Long before you ever heard of President Obama, long before you ever heard of Obamacare and all the other stuff, Grace Marie was toiling the fields hard and doing part of that on this show with me to talk about ways to reform healthcare. And we had some great ideas that would have worked, that would have prevented the need for Obamacare. And yet, here we are, Grace Marie. Thank you again for joining us. Here we are 14 years later, and it seems like, if you had said to me 14 years ago, 14 years later, we're going to be fighting something called Obamacare, I would have said, I don't think that's possible. What do you think?
I always thought it was. In fact, Jim, that's why, good morning. It's nice to be with you.
Yeah.
The reason that I founded the Galen Institute in 1995 after the Hillary Care debate.
Right.
Was because I thought, man, this is not over. We still have serious problems in our health sector that have to be fixed. And we've got to fix those in the right way so that not only do we comport with the Constitution, but we put doctors and patients, not bureaucrats, in charge of decisions. So what do we call that? We call it consumer-directed health care.
Yep.
And I started putting together, the policy community to advance those ideas. And, we made a lot of progress with the health savings accounts.
Exactly.
And other consumer-directed plans.
Association health plans.
Mike Inslee's
a bill that we lost a few. But my point is I in those days, I would have thought, with all this, and as you and I continue to talk, with all these great solutions, market-based solutions that make sense, that gets the government out of our medical lives, takes back control of our care and gets it closer to the doctor and the patient. I thought, wow, that's so logical. That makes so much sense. Surely that's the kind of stuff that will pass. And yet it didn't.
Yeah, and that's what the American people wanted. And that's why from the get-go, from the first time they saw the draft of Obamacare, they said, this is not what we want.
Right.
And they started fighting, and they went to town hall meetings, they marched in the street, they called their members of Congress, and finally they passed it anyway, and then they threw them out. So maybe they're getting the picture here. This is what we wanted all along.
Well, the thing,
not Obamacare, but consumer-directed care.
Exactly. And the thing, though, that really blows me away, that all these years, so many smart people have proposed real solutions, like medical savings accounts, which I have in my organization. And I like to, Steve Forbes has told my audience, that's what he has in his organization, the Forbes organization. It makes sense. It's the enemy. Medical savings accounts are the enemy. I'm sorry, HSA, health savings accounts, are the enemy of universal health care. And they're the antidote to this. So anyway,
government-run health care.
But
it's
the thing is, though,
for everybody to have health insurance, we just want to make sure the government's not mandating it.
But Grace Marie, the thing that blows me away is what we wound up with and what we're now fighting is something that's not even reform. It's not, folks. Obamacare there's nothing about Obamacare that's reforming. It is all about control. That's what Obamacare is designed for.
That's exactly right, and that's why the American people don't want it. They do not want remote bureaucrats, no matter how well-intentioned that they might be, in charge of their health care decisions. There's no way they can get that right. for doctors and patients. My husband is going in for back surgery today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to see his doctor last Thursday after trying everything else he could do, cortisone shots, physical therapy, acupuncture, finally said, it's not working, I got to go to surgery. He's now in surgery. This mm-hmm. going to have surgery today, this Wednesday, so 6 days. If he were in the U.K., he would be suffering with this pain
months.
For 2 years.
2 years, wow. But wait a minute, Grace Marie. I thought the Eurozone medical system was the model. I thought that's what those people love over there.
You would know that, thinking,
yeah.
but listening only to liberals who
right.
want the government to help run the healthcare system, and I think, oh, well, of course, the top criteria
right.
is the government.
Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, Obamacare is going to be judged, has already been judged by the Supreme Court. They're going to make their announcement tomorrow. I'm going to give let Grace Marie tell us what she thinks about that after these messages. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.